بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the fiqh program and we will pick up where we left off last week discussing the qada salah. So we mentioned that salah performed in its time is called ada salah when it's performed in its time. And when it is performed out of its time, that means the time for that particular salah has now expired, then this salah will be referred to as qada salah. Qaza, or we know, commonly known people refer to it as qaza. So, qaza is for which salahs? We mentioned that qaza is only for fard and wajib salats, where you have to repeat it, and you will, well, not repeat per se, but you will read it out of its time. It's called qada. But it's only for fard and wajib. That means for the two rakats fard of fajr, the four rakats fard of zuhr, the four rakats fard of asr, the three rakats fard of maghrib, the four rakats fard of isha, as well as the three rakats witr of isha, which is also wajib. There is qada for this. So if a person, for argument's sake, has missed a whole day's salah, he will have six qazas on him. He will have the five fard salahs as well as the one witr wajib salah that he will have to read. Alright, so we discussed that to delay any fard wajib or sunnat mu'akkada intentionally and cause them to become qada is very sinful. However, if a person has missed it out for whatever reason, then it is important that he reads it at a later stage and also asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness that we have missed the salah in its ada time. May Allah ta'ala forgive us all for having missed salah in its qada time, and may He give us the tawfiq of reading every single of salah of ours on its time. If a person's total missed salah are less than six, that means from the age of puberty up until now, a person has not missed more than five salahs. If it's less than six, that means maximum of five salahs are missed, then this person, he is referred to as a sahibeh tartib. A sahibeh tartib is a person who, because he does not have more than five qaza salahs on himself, then he must read the salah that he must before he reads the salah that is due. So let's say, for example, a person hasn't missed any salahs in his lifetime, since the time of puberty, of course. And now he must, for whatever reason, he must his Zohr salah. It will not be permissible for him to read his Asr salah. It will not be right for him, let's put it that way, it will not be right. His Asr salah will not be accepted until he reads his Zohr salah. Now this is designed to keep a person in this condition of being a sahib tartib. It is designed in such a way that the person must remain in this condition where he does not have qaza salah on him. So a person who is a sahib tartib, he must Zohr salah. Asr salah sets in now. Does he read his Asr salah first and then his qaza salah? No. He reads his qaza salah first. He reads his zohr first. As a qaza, of course, it will not be counted as ada. It will be qaza. But it is wajib for him to read that first before he reads his asr salah. And like I say, it is designed to keep him in this condition, such a lofty position that a person is a sahibeh tartib and a person does not have any qaza salahs. Now, but what happens when a person now misses more than five, six salahs, six or seven salahs, the minute he goes to six or more salahs that have become qaza, he is no longer a sahib tartib. So a person like who has qazas on his head, let's say for example he misses Zohr salah now and Asr salah sets in, he has the option of reading Asr salah first and then reading his qaza salah after that. But in a sahib tartib's case, he must read the salah that was missed first before he reads the salah that is due upon him. So once a person goes to six or more must salahs, then he does not have to read the must salah first before he reads the due salah. He can read it in whichever sequence he would like. But to be in a situation where a person is a sahib-e-tartib and does not have any qazas on him, really, That is a very, very enviable position, and it's something that Allah give us the tawfiq, we should all strive for, that we do not have a single salah qaza on our heads. If there is fear that by performing the qaza salah, the time for the ada salah will expire, then the ada salah must be performed first. Yes, now, even for the sahib al-tartib, even if he is now, let's say there's 5 minutes left for asr namaz now. So he must have zohr salah, and there's now only 5 minutes left for asr salah. Now if he reads his zohr salah first, then he's going to miss asr salah, he's going to become qaza as well. So in that case, he must read his asr, and then after maghrib he can read his, what you call this, after maghrib salah session, he can read his zohr and then his maghrib. For a person who has missed more than 5 salah, it is not necessary upon him to perform the qaza salah in order. He may perform the ada salah first and then the qada salah, as we have discussed. Now what should be the niyat of the qada namaz? Now a person is making niyat, he is reading salahs that he has missed. Maybe now Allah Ta'ala has given him tawfiq and realization of the importance of salah, and how important it is to read everyone, all your salahs, so as to avoid punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and more importantly to avoid having to answer. You know, when it comes to standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, we get questioned sometimes by policemen, or we have to get questioned about something that we've done by investigative officer of the law, or we are called into court. Those people who have been through these type of situations will tell you that standing in front of these authorities is no small matter. A person will get butterflies, start perspiring, uneasiness, sleepless nights, etc., etc., having to appear in court, having to answer for whatever the misdemeanor was. Now, if that is the case standing in front of human beings, can we only imagine what it must be like to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having to answer for our actions, for committing sins, for not fulfilling the obligations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on us. Really, Allah Ta'ala save us from all of that. Allah Ta'ala must enter us all into Jannah without hisab or reckoning of any sort. Because, my dear brothers, to stand in front of Allah and answer, I tell you personally, it's something that sends shivers down my spine. Allah Ta'ala grant us a tawfiq of living a life in accordance to His commandments and according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala keep us with iman, may Allah Ta'ala take us with iman, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy and grace, may He enter us into Jannah without any hisab, any reckoning whatsoever. So when making the niyat for qada, it is necessary to make niyat for the particular namaz missed. If one has missed a number of salah, then one should make thus intention, that I am performing such and such days, Fajr or Zuhr. For example, a person knows now last week Sunday I missed Zuhr Salah with Jama'ah, or I missed Zuhr Salah in itself. Then he can make the niyat now. He maybe is reading it on Wednesday now. Wednesday he found some time and he says, you know what, I got my Zuhr Qaza that I didn't read on Sunday. So he makes niyat that, oh Allah, I am performing Sunday's Zuhr Salah Qaza. Oh Allah, forgive me and accept from me. If a person has missed more than one Fajr or Zuhr, it will not be sufficient to say, I am performing Qaza for Fajr or Zuhr. One should say, I am performing such and such days Fajr. But we know that many of us are in a situation where we have missed so many Fard Salah that one does not remember the exact days when the Salah were missed. Then the niyat should be made as follows. So a person should not make a niyat that is just vague, that I am making Zuhr Salah. No, I am making Sunday's Zuhr Salah Qaza that was missed. Oh Allah, forgive me and accept from me. If a person has missed 3 days Zuhr, maybe he was in hospital. So he's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he did not perform his Zuhr Salah. So what does he say now in this situation? He says, oh Allah, accept from me Zuhr of Tuesday, Qaza Salah, and forgive me and accept from me. So this will be fine. Then he reads Zuhr Salah, he will make the niyah, I am performing Qaza for Zuhr on Wednesday, for Wednesday's Zuhr Salah. And like this he should continue. But if a person is in a situation, which many of us are in, that he has missed so many Fard Salah, that one does not know, and does not remember the exact days when the salat was missed, then the following niyat should be made. Oh Allah, I am performing the first fajr or the first zuhr fard from those which I have missed. So he will continue making that niyat for every time he reads a fajr salah, a qaza. Oh Allah, I am performing the first fajr or the first zuhr fard from those which I have missed. Now the next time he reads, he will make the same niyat because the one that he read already. So now the one after it will become the first. So every time he makes a niyat, he won't say, I'm making the, performing the second fajr salah. He will say, I am performing the first fajr. Because the one that he read last week, that one is finished now. So this the next one becomes the first. So he will always make the niyat, I'm performing the first fajr of a first fajr qaza that I have on my head, which I have missed. Oh Allah, accept from me and make it easy for me and forgive me for missing that salah. So this is how a person will go about making the niyat for his qaza namazes. And we should all try and read these qaza namazes as well. Remember, even if we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, it is still necessary that we read these qaza namazes. It does not mean that if we ask Allah for forgiveness, then we do not need to read the qaza. We are asking Allah to forgive us for the sin of delaying that salah. But a salah is never forgiven until a person is in a position where he cannot read salah anymore, in which case fidya can be given for that salah. And that is also if a person is in a situation where there is no hope of him getting better, he is so weak, etc., or sick that he cannot read salah. And if a person, even if fidya is paid for that person and then he returns, somehow miraculously he returns to health, then too, even though fidya was paid, qaza namaz must still be read. So it just goes to show how important the salah is, that the salah is never written off. We can make dua to Allah, we can beg Allah's forgiveness for having missed the salah, but the qaza for that salah, that must be read. That must be read. So we should make a tartib and some sort of system that how am I going to go about reading my salah? So from which year will I be starting, or how many years more or less have I missed my fajr salahs? I've read most of my maghribs, for example, or I've missed. So you have to work out, think now, okay, alright, I feel that I've got maybe 20,000 or 30,000 qaza namazes. This is how I'm going to go about reading them, that every day after Maghrib I'm going to read one, and after Isha I'm going to read one. For example, whenever a person has free time, so like this year I'm going to start, and slowly once I finish the 7,000 Fajrs that I got, then I'll read the 7,000 Asrs, then I'll read the 7,000 Maghribs or Ishas. So then, you know, like this, in this way a person makes some sort of tartib. Even a person passes away in this condition, you know, there is hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this person was on the road now of, you know, complying and on the road of repaying all those salahs that were missed. So there is every possibility that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there, and that Allah ta'ala will overlook the other remaining missed salah because a person is making that niyat and intention and effort towards repaying and reading all those masalas. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to make amal, and may Allah Ta'ala keep us on the straight path and keep us with iman. Jazakumullahu khairan for joining us. Inshallah, we will continue once again next week. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.